Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Ladies and gentlemen, it is New Year's Eve, and it is time for Babapalooza. I am joined by Rob DeWalt and Robert Knott from the Santa Fe, New Mexican, from the Pasa Tiempo. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning. Happy almost New Year.
Happy almost New Year.
Yeah, remember me?
Well, actually, not only do I remember you, but many of our listeners remember you, Robert Knott, and write to me saying, we miss Robert Knott. We love Rob DeWalt, but we miss Robert Knott.
Well, let me tell you, quite a few of your listeners remember me on the street when they go, there he is, get him. And there's a foot chase.
Really?
Oh, sure.
You mean just like in the movies?
Oh, yeah. And if it's women, I let them catch me.
and what happens then?
That part we can't put on the air because this is PG, but it's pretty good. Hey, the weather outside is frightful, but these martinis are delightful. I really don't care if it snows, but why is it so darn cold? It's going to be a cold weekend.
Yeah,
indeed it is. So. And in the Santa Fe Baking Company, we don't have martinis, but it is New Year's Eve, and martinis and all sorts of other things will be flowing, eggnog and wine and all kinds of champagne and stuff like that. And so before we start talking about the
PSAs,
festivities, let's do some PSA.
Right.
Don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. And there's lots of ways that you can not drink and drive.
One of them is the caddy cab, which is the, what is it? The caddy cab is, well, it's Capital City Cab in Santa Fe County get together. And this happens also not just on the holidays, but on most weekends. And you'll have to call this number to figure out when they operate. But at least on New Year's Eve.
Why are you staring at me as you talk about how to get a drive home when you're drinking?
You just happened to be more in the sunlight. And it was a beautiful reflection. It was chiaroscuro. It was nice. But from 5:30 to 2, p.m. to 2:30 a.m., that's December 31st, caddy ride is $5 for one or two people from your house to any location and from any location to your house. So, well, that doesn't mean you can go from bar to bar in the caddy cab. It's not like a pub crawl.
Do you give a tip?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You should tip. This thing is funded through the county, but the drivers always appreciate gratuities. And if you use this service if you've used the service in the past, you should tip even more generously because it's the holidays. That would be the etiquette thing to do.
So this is a safe ride that you can get if you want to go to a bar and then you want to go home.
Right.
What time again?
It starts at 5:30 on December 31st and goes to 2:30 a.m. on January 1st. That's within the city limits. Now, it's $10 for three or more riders. And if you live outside the city limits, you have to pay the fare, whatever fare on top of that for that mileage. But if you call 995-9528, you can arrange a caddy ride. And I mentioned this in my column last week. These guys are backed up on the holidays. So if it takes a little while, be patient and remember that you're the one that got too drunk to drive.
There are designated drivers. You go out with your pals, and one of you is a dedicated driver. And it's always me because I'm the one who never drinks. And it's okay. You know, one person doesn't drink and it's fine. And then they have fun looking at how goofy the rest of you are.
Yeah. And also, AAA New Mexico is doing their Tipsy Tow program. I don't have the particulars of that in front of me.
Oh, I have that here. Yes. AAA will tow your car 7 miles at no charge on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And you call 800-400-4222.
That's AAA.
Or that's 800-400-4AAA.
Good. Yeah. Guy like me that belongs to AA should call AAA when I need a ride.
Ha, ha, ha.
And other news, honestly, and I know we're preaching to the choir, but if you know people that have animals, don't leave them out in the cold.
Yeah, especially when it's really cold.
Yeah, don't leave your alligator on a leash outside.
No,
bring it in.
Bring him in. Even if the doggies are used to being outside, let him in for the night and give him a nice warm blanket in the corner and some mocha and maybe light a fire.
Yeah, it is. I mean, short-haired dogs, forget about it. You got to bring them in the winter. But even those
big,
long-haired dogs, it can be rough for them if it gets really cold, like zero.
Yeah, putting that ugly Christmas sweater you got, putting that on them and leaving them outside is not going to do the job.
No, bring them in. You don't want to be out there. Don't put them out there.
Right.
All right, so what do we got going? It's New Year's Eve. First of all, there must be a lot of music tonight, right?
Well, there's tons of music. There's there. Well, first there's an event that's happening earlier in the evening, and that is the 20th Light Up a Life, presented by Presbyterian Medical Services Foundation. It's a traditional lighting of more than 1,000 farolitos on the plaza to honor and remember loved ones that have passed. Starts at 5:30 on the plaza. You can purchase a farolito to dedicate to a loved one for $20. If you call 988-2211 or go to pmsfsouthwest.org, you can get hooked up with a farolito. But proceeds benefit the Hospice Center in Santa Fe. And they've helped my family out a lot, and they've helped out a lot of people that I know.
It's
a lot
good cause. It's a beautiful thing. 5:30.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, have you been there? I've never been.
I've been. It's not somber. It's actually a celebration.
Is it crowded?
It's very crowded. It's a very popular event. It seems to get bigger every single year. It's beautiful. There's farolitos. It's a lot easier to navigate than the Canyon Road Farolito Walk up
there. I think I'll wander down there tonight and take a look at that thing.
Yeah.
Did Presbyterian Medical Services not think about its acronym before they named themselves?
Just saying. Okay, there's all kinds of music. It's New Year's Eve. Of course, there's going to be all kinds of music. Corazon presents Team Everything, a production with DJs David Last, Feather Ricci, Bacon, and Gargamel at 9 p.m. There's a cover for that. Let's see. Alt rockers Stephanie Hatfield and the Hot Mess are kicking it off at the Cowgirl starting at 9 p.m. This is all on Friday night, New Year's Eve. Let's see. La Casa Senna, if you want something a little,
La Casa Senna.
Some show tunes. Go to the cantina at 6 p.m.
What's the show? Does it say?
It's. I don't know if it's a special show or not. I know that. Well, actually, I do know that. I'm not sure if it's a special show or not.
Or if it's just like a potpourri, shall we say, of
Broadway hits. Right. Now
you don't pronounce the T in potpourri.
What do you mean I don't pronounce it?
I mean, you just did, but you're not supposed to.
How's it pronounced?
Potpourri.
What about cornucopia? Isn't that the same thing?
Cornucopia?
Yeah.
No, it's a different thing.
Isn't it like a we have a cornucopia of options. Isn't that how you use
it? Yeah.
And then don't you say we have a potpourri of options?
Well, a potpourri
is a mixed bag.
Yeah, and it's full of nice, smelly things, isn't it?
Well, I hope they smell nice if they're in that thing. But and a cornucopia is what?
Next,
it's that horn full of fruit.
Horn of plenty is a cornucopia.
I see. All right. So we have a cornucopia of music is what you're telling me.
Right. A potpourri of options.
And so some of these are by admission and some are free.
And
prices on KSFR.
Some are free.
Unless we're asking for money.
Basically, you're going to spend more money going out to dinner than any of these places that I mentioned tonight. Let's put it that way.
A potpourri is usually dried stuff that smells good, and a cornucopia is fresh stuff that tastes good.
Next on Name That Semantic.
All right. Either way, I'd like a little bit of that this weekend.
Yes.
This is pretty cool. At the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign War Post in Santa Fe.
Off Guadalupe?
It's on Montezuma Avenue. Mm. Is Robocalypse. Meow Wolf is presenting this New Year's Eve party with DJs Miss Ginger, Dirt Girl, Snarls, Mystic Bummer. That's a cool name. That starts at 9 p.m. There's a cover. If you go to Core Zone that night and you get a wristband there, you get a discount at the VFW event.
Nice.
Cool. I understand Core Zone's offering pizza now if you go there.
Yeah, Back Row Pizza has a deal with Mr. Baker and all the other folks over there at Core Zone, so you can pick up a slice over there.
So you can eat while you drink, which is always a good option.
Always a good option.
And drink water while you're drinking alcohol,
yeah.
Honestly.
Well, when Core Zone was a different business, they had this guy in there called Fatso's, and he made the most gigantic pizzas
I've ever. Right,
I mean,
here.
I weighed one once, and it was like over 8 pounds of pizza.
Go ahead, weigh it.
So I think people got used to going there.
An 8 pound pizza?
Bring your own scale.
It was the meat lover's pizza.
1 pound per slice.
Well, it was a 12. We had 12
slices.
12 slices.
All right.
Because it was too hard to handle. It was too heavy.
All
right.
I'm not having that now. I'm watching my figure, although I much more enjoy watching yours, Mary Charlotte.
More festivities,
the
kids.
The more things change, the more Robert Knott stays exactly the way he has always been.
Wow.
What
the hell
were
we talking about? Oh, yeah. So to Corazon, you can get food.
Corazon, you can get food now. At VFW, if you care, you can smoke. I'm not sure if that matters.
That's pretty good.
Can.
They got a youthful crowd in there, don't they?
Yeah. Well, youthful, but like 21 and over youthful, you know what I mean?
Well, they get a youthful crowd, and those people shouldn't smoke. Ladies and gentlemen, if your 21-year-olds are smoking,
yeah,
slap them on the wrist.
Right. Well, that was more an that was more sort of like a warning for people who might show up and go, oh my God, there's people smoking. I don't want to be here.
I am so happy since all these non-smoking laws have been passed.
Yeah.
You can go out and dance without getting facefuls of smoke.
It's awesome. It's, I mean, it took a few years to get this the smell out of a lot of the bars downtown.
Yeah.
And now you can smell all the spilled beer instead.
Why,
it's
you
awesome.
Can smell the potpourri of Cornucopia.
And the distinct smells of every single person there.
Oh, distinct?
Distinct. Either distinct.
Anyway, Rouge Cat on New Year's Eve is having a burlesque ball with DJ Una, the queen of trash disco in Santa Fe. Now, you can interpret this however you like, but they're having something called a big screen ball drop. Not sure what that is.
Big screen ball drop. Oh, yeah. that's like, where do they drop the ball in New York City? You're from New York, Robert.
Oh, they drop it down at Times Square.
Times
I don't know who climbs it.
Remember I'm just saying it's open to interpretation.
It started in the 30s. A big gorilla climbed up on the Empire State Building. It was in some movie, and he was the first one to drop the ball. So since then, they do it New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Was that a relative of yours?
Well, I don't know. It could have been, because after all, I do come from the simian family, and simians are nicer than others, but wait a minute, what do you mean a relative of mine? Are you suggesting I'm a baboon?
No, an ape.
Well, I got the cute little mischievous capuchin monkey quality to me, don't I?
Yes.
I used
yes,
to love
you
those.
Do.
Remember those little monkeys in the 1930s movies? They were always in sailor suits?
Uh-huh.
Why were they in sailor suits?
Because it's cute.
It was cheaper than wedding gowns, I think. It's probably... why. Speaking of things in drag, Silver Starlight Lounge is having a Ice Palace dance party with DJ JoJo starting at 8:30 p.m. on New Year's Eve. There's going to be a drag show. And the drag show starts at 10:30 p.m., but the doors open and the DJ music starts at 8:30. There's a cover. Let's see. And the Human Rights Alliance is co-presenting that with something called Fairy Dust Entertainment. So I have a feeling it's also a fundraiser for the Human Rights Alliance. So you might want to go and check that out.
What's happening at Milagro 139?
What is happening at Milagro 139? As far as my calendar says, I'm sure there's something going on there, but I don't have the information.
Is it changing? Something happened? The warehouse going over there soon?
It's, I've heard rumors about this for years and years and years. And the last thing that I've heard is that they don't plan on making any moves until the spring. But a lot of the folks that were working over at the warehouse have been moved over to the Milagro space. Milagro will sort of become the warehouse. Eventually, over time. I'm not sure how long it's going to take, and I don't know who to believe, but I at least know that the full closing of your house won't open at least until June.
Okay. So. You know what? I had a big mason jar of quarters, and I took it over to the First National Bank, and they ran it through their quarter machine. I had $117.05. So I went over to Hastings, and there were some books on philosophy, but there was also the entire DVD series of Girls Gone Wild on the Beach, so I chose to get that instead of the philosophy.
They don't sell that at Hastings.
You'd be surprised.
Wow. Was it used, or? I'm just saying if it was used. Well, never mind. what else?
It's Babapalooza with Rob DeWalt and Robert Knott. Okay,
New Year's
Eve celebration, Cuban style,
of
with Changui Son live and DJ Sofrito at the Lodge. And for more information on that, you can call 992-5800. It's Cuban appetizer buffet.
Wait a minute.
Complimentary party favors and champagne at midnight. And that you can get a package available that includes a guest room and all kinds of things. And the band is playing from 9:30 to 1. And
Hold on.
Sofrito in between.
Who's live?
Changui Son.
Well, I hope the guy's live. If he were dead, I wouldn't show up, would you?
No.
Ay, caramba. Anyway, that is one of the salsa things. So
are there others? We have to get salsa in for Mary Charlotte.
Well, we do.
What else do you have, honestly? What else?
On the salsa things?
Within the whole week.
Well, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
But our calendar god is still being.
Wait a minute. I did this show for 6 years. You never called me a calendar god. The guy's been on 6 weeks. This is a fine thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens.
I
was the toast of Broadway.
I
now I'm the English muffin of Santa Fe.
The calendar girl is actually.
See that?
The calendar is actually compiled by a lovely lady named Pamela Beach. She was my very first boss in Santa Fe when I moved back here like 22 years ago. We both worked at Becker's Delicatessen. And
I remember Becker's over in Guadalupe.
She was my boss lady.
Wouldn't she be great on this radio show?
Yeah, she would.
Can you see her telling people off?
Oh, yeah. That would be like a call-in show for sure. That would be a total call-in
show. Can you say more about that?
Well, she's
she doesn't suffer fools.
She says it like it is. You know, she says it like it is. When you're doing something as serious as the calendar, you have to keep it brief and keep it real.
I know. Isn't it interesting? We've all done that.
Yeah.
I did it. You did it.
Yeah.
I did it back in the 90s.
It's sort of like a rite of passage.
It's a great training ground, actually.
Yeah.
And you learn about everything that's happening in town, including New Year's weekend.
You know, the guy that used to do the calendar before I took over, he moved to Virginia.
Yeah, he rents a
Richmond,
hot dog car,
Richmond,
right?
Virginia. No. He just opened, he was running a taco truck for 6 years. He finally opened his taco restaurant.
Nate Gutierrez.
Took all took a lot of his recipes from Santa Fe and brought them over to Richmond, Virginia. So the people over there for the last 6 years have had a little taste of Santa Fe.
This is good.
Only guy I know that serves chicken skin tacos. I mean, come on.
That's
doesn't that sound good?
Good?
Anyway, getting off track here, this is something I recommend if you have any interest in punk rock or garage rock whatsoever. The day after, on New Year's Day, actually.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, on Saturday. Rock bands Monkey Shines, Blood Drain Cows, The Floors, Angola Farms, and Mambi's Head, I believe they're from Taos, are playing at Corazon. That starts at 9 p.m. It's a punk-a-palooza is what it is.
So there's like 30 minutes of each band?
Yeah, it really depends on you know, there's so much crossbreeding of members in these bands that it's kind of hard to tell who's going to be on stage when, you know what I mean, and who might jump in. I do know that Brock Sternberg, the original singer for The Floors, which was one of the, if not the original punk band in Santa Fe, is flying in from Denmark to perform with the band for the first time in 20 years.
That's assuming the weather's good everywhere.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think he's probably going to be coming in, you know, I mean, he might already be here. You never know.
Like Santa Claus, you don't quite know which way he's
going.
Yeah. How does he get to all those houses overnight? Like from the United States to Denmark and over to, you know, Australia.
Aliens.
Did you see The Miracle on 34th Street this year?
I didn't. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
It was on all day, and I didn't watch. I watched A Christmas Story like 8 times.
It was on cable over and over and over again. I think I watched it 3 times before Christmas. And it's actually a remarkable movie. And if you want to know how Santa Claus does it, all you have to do is watch that movie and it explains it.
I've seen that movie, and
at
the end I cry.
How does Santa Claus do it?
Okay, don't do that about Santa Claus.
Okay, I'm
just
sorry.
Because Christmas is past doesn't mean you're not being watched for the naughty list. That's the problem with little boys all around the country. They think right away the day after Christmas they can be bad again. Santa's watching.
Hey, are we going to talk a little bit about how depressing it is that some of the best music venues in Santa Fe are now closed?
What are you staring at me
for? Yes, let's talk about that for a minute.
Let's talk about that. Well, you know, the Santa Fe Brewing Company's Pub and Grill is going through some growing pains, shall we say? And so, you know, there's one stage that sort of disappeared. And then also Mike's Music Exchange.
In El Dorado?
Gone, yeah. Mike's Music Exchange. Well, they're not gone for good.
I thought they were coming back.
They're rising from the ashes as a nonprofit called The Phoenix. And if you go to their Mike's Music Exchange,
they're really
going to
be called The Phoenix?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can find out more information about their sort of nonprofit hopes and wishes if you go to that website.
Well, the also problem is, like, where do you go to dance? I mean, just cutting in briefly, La Fonda has a really small dance floor if you do like the stuff. El Dorado has a really small dance floor. Why doesn't anybody have this big grand ballroom dance floor where you can just go wild?
I don't know.
Even the Rouge Cat has like a little bigger than the two I just mentioned, but it's not a big dance floor. It's a okay dance
floor.
Yeah,
and Rouge Cat is sort of is it's not sort of built around live music performance. It's not.
Can we take our time machine and save the Paramount?
No, that's or Club Luna even.
Club Luna.
Yeah, Club Luna if you like cement.
Yeah.
Wow, remember those days?
Yeah, I do. I remember the shin splints.
Oh. Oh, I did a lot of shoegazing at Club Luna. I didn't do a lot of dancing. But
you gazed at your own shoes or other people's shoes?
Well, you know, I have a shoe fetish.
You were shy?
So yeah. Yeah, I was shy.
You're not shy
I
anymore?
I still am shy.
You are?
Yeah, I'm really shy. Oh. Not on the radio because, you know, no one can see me.
Same with me.
Yeah, they can come in here right now.
Yeah.
Nobody ever does.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the place is packed, people. Don't listen to them.
Now, one of the things that I want to also mention is, okay, there's movies. You can always go to the movies for people who don't want to be out in crazy dancing and drinking
makers.
Situations and all that. Now, the CCA is closed on New Year's Eve, but on New Year's Day, there's two films, and continuing on, there's a couple of films that I have done interviews on. One of them is called All Good Things, which is a terrific movie about a true unsolved crime story. And it's starring Ryan Gosling and Kristen Dunst.
Yeah,
Kristen,
I think we have a review in PASA on that.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's Dunst, but the guy who it's that the story's about is called Durst, so I get it confused in my mind. And Frank Langella. It's a terrific movie. It's very, very well done. And then there's a documentary called The Legend of Pale Male, and that is about that red-tailed hawk who lived in, who made a nest in New York City on a super expensive apartment building on Fifth Avenue, and they tried to kick it off, and there's a protest. It's a great movie.
Oh,
and it's,
I'd like to see that.
It's a wonderful nature, urban nature movie.
Do you remember The Legend of Boggy Creek back in the 70s? When these people lived in Boggy Creek, Arkansas, and the Sasquatch came out and got them? That's a good movie, too. That's from the 70s.
I think.
Have you seen any movies that Sasquatch aren't in?
Yes, I saw and gave a decent review to the new True Grit, which if you like the old one, you'll like this one. If you've never seen the old one, you'll like this one. It's the Coen Brothers' take on the Charles Portis novel, shot mostly in New Mexico and Texas. And it's good stuff. Coen Brothers, it's dark. It's got some good humor. Jeff Bridges is great. A young lady named, name's escaping me now, Haley... she's good. Well, you know, I had the week. This has been my week off, ladies and gentlemen. I took the week.
It's so
Christmas
nice of you to come
off.
In on your week off.
I know. Can you imagine pulling
you
myself out of
his hair? Hasn't been done. He's wearing his clothes from yesterday.
I know he's got that. He's got that sort of
no, but he still
bearded,
looks fantastic.
Bearded, that's mustachioed look. But
I'm just yeah.
That's the vacation look.
But it's kind of casual.
That's it.
That
I just.
I really miss that.
I'm going incognito.
Incognito, everybody can recognize you a mile away with that dashing, handsome, unshaven persona.
She is making me feel so good. Do you know what happened to me this week?
What?
I turned another year older.
Ah, well, happy birthday. I didn't know.
December 30th.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I didn't
Another year, another decade, another century, nay, millennium.
You're not kidding. When I was born, Eisenhower was president.
Not for long.
No. They got him out of office.
They knew what they were doing. Robin Knott was on
guy.
The seat.
He's a very underrated president. He had been in the military, so the one thing he did not want was for war to break out. I think he's a very underrated president, and I'm glad I was born in his final days of his presidency.
Another wonderful movie theater is...
No, you don't have to get me gifts.
Well...
Is The Screen, which is on the college of... I mean, the campus of the Santa Fe... Shush! The campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and there's some movies there. I'm not sure when the screenings are because I don't have the most recent information, but The Wildest Dream, The Conquest of Everest, that's a movie that makes you either want to be a mountain climber or make you so glad that you were sitting in a comfortable chair in a centrally heated room and you don't have to go up on Everest.
Yeah. What's it called?
The wildest dream.
I remember that song.
I reviewed it last week.
To climb Mount Everest.
I think I gave it a good review. I mean, it was.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, twice. It was supposed to be here in the summer.
Oh.
And then something happened. I don't know. They postponed it for the festival circuit or something. I'm not sure what happened. And so I remember vaguely watching it in the summer, and then I watched it recently. And it for some reason, when there's snow on the ground, it's a lot more interesting to watch.
Uh-huh.
because I mean, it's reenactments, and then it's real footage, and it's a really compelling story about George Mallory and how he might have been the first one to reach
summit
the
Mount Everest.
Not to say that Sherpas or Tibetans hadn't done it in the past, and we just don't know about it.
Which reminds me, that's the area where the Sasquatch's cousin
like
Yeti lives.
The first pasty English white guy to mount.
Is there any discussion of the Yeti?
And Conrad Anker, who
followed
in his footsteps and, amazingly enough, found his body.
Found his body. After, 70 years or something?
Yeah. If they could see his footsteps, it must not have snowed. No wonder he found his body.
Well, it's just amazing how many people have been up there sort of looking, and they just sort of stumbled across it.
It's true.
Yeah.
And there is a narrative movie about Hildegard von Bingen. It's called Vision. And it's basically about this.
He gets a laugh.
What? I laugh at your jokes.
Should we tell people before you go on, do they have to call for holiday hours? Is it possible some of these theaters are New Year's Eve closed?
Yes, you have to call for holiday hours. But you know what? You can check the Pasa Tiempo.
That's right.
And you can look at Fandango.com. You can do all. You have so many options.
You do.
But Hildegard von Bingen is a German film with subtitles. And it's about this visionary, mystical, medieval nun. And it's, I saw most of it, and it's pretty good.
Is there any, like, lesbianism behind the cloister walls?
You know, that's for the rest of us to know and you to find out.
Okay, but here's what I want to find out.
I would say the general answer to that is yes.
Oh.
This makes for fun.
Not in the movie.
I'm not in the movie.
No.
This makes for fun conversation. Do you guys believe in New Year's resolutions? And if you do, are you going to make any?
I generally don't, but this year I think I am. Yeah. This year I'm doing it.
Well, somebody sent me or somebody posted a quote on one of the many social networks I spend way too much time on. They basically said that instead of focusing on your failures when you're thinking about your resolutions, you should think about your potential. And I thought that was a really interesting way to look at it. So,
like, you have the potential to quit smoking. You have the potential
to do more in your community. Like, you know, I plan on spending a lot more of my money locally. I plan on volunteering a little bit more.
Oh, those are good resolutions.
The animal
and
shelter
they're doable.
And stuff like that. Ooh, I got to tell everybody that if you were interested in the dog that I mentioned last week or the week before.
Oh, the pit bull.
The pit bull. I found a home for him.
Yay!
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, we found him a home, and it's an interesting, I won't get into it, but it's a full circle. It's a gal I know. And she's familiar with pit bulls, and she's totally excited.
She got him?
Not yet. She's 2 weeks, and this dog is not a fighter. He's a lover.
So for now, the doggy's still with you?
The doggy is still with us.
You're not going to leave him out at night if it's cold?
No, absolutely not. We're actually
are short-haired dogs.
We're actually I shouldn't say this because I'm supposed to be like out there in the community, but I'm not going into town for New Year's Eve. I live in Pecos, and people tend to light off fireworks and shoot their guns in the air. And the dogs get really freaked out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want A, my house to burn down, or B, my dogs to get hurt.
No, you should stay there. Pecos is far away.
So I got to think about the little ones. So.
No, absolutely. I often stay home with my dogs because they give me that look like, what, you're going out again?
Yeah.
I want them to be industrious while I'm going, like vacuum or something, but they don't.
No.
You know, they just lay on the couch and they're like, oh, you're home, let's play.
They hoover.
If you want them to vacuum, what you do is spread some food on the ground and they'll vacuum it all up and everything else around it.
Mm. Cooked macaroni or beans.
Or kibbles.
Or in honor of New Year's, black-eyed peas. And just spread them all over the floor.
Yeah, give baked beans to your dog. That's a great idea.
I think I'm going to fry up some fish tonight, have some beers, and watch that Girls Gone Wild DVD series. Unless there's an Ursula Andress film festival on one of the cable channels. Sometimes the men's channel.
Or you could go to Rouge Cat and watch a ball drop. It's up to you. What else is going on? Oh, we didn't talk about your resolutions. What are you going to do?
Well, I didn't say I had any resolutions, but I suspect that having spent the week revamping much of my apartment
and getting older,
cleaning out a lot of stuff. I like getting older. It fits me. I'm doing much better than I was doing in high school when I got bullied and beat up and harassed in the hallways, and that was just the girls.
And beat up in high school?
Actually, I had a great sense of humor, and it got me out of many jams, including once when a group of people of a different race and a very racially diverse and
tense.
Sometimes tense situation. About 8 of them were about to give me a good beating, and I just kept using my sense of humor, and I got out of there.
Really?
So, but
what'd you say? Do you remember?
I used a lot of insult comedy that was popular at the time, and it somehow saved my backside. So
amazing.
I often managed to get myself out of jams. I got along with most of the groups because of my sense of humor. I adapted very easily. But I was a shy guy, and now as I get older, I'm very open to being nude, and I find that you know, New Year's is a good time to resolve to have more of that occur.
N-E-W-E-D, nude.
And you? Did we talk about your resolutions already? I forgot.
We talked about them in the abstract,
which
is, I think, a good place for
them.
Okay. All right. But, you know.
I would say what you said. I'm going to try to volunteer a little more, be more into my community that I'm a part of. And but I'm not doing anything like, well, I am eating healthier. I'm already doing that on my own. I'm not going to, like, stop drinking or stop giving people like Mary Charlotte grief when I come on the show. I could resolve to from now on be really good. Please, I'll be good, and I promise not to cause any grief. But the truth is, like, as soon as you say something like cornucopia, we've got a dilemma. It's a practical potpourri of practicality and
practical
jokes. But
at least you pronounced dilemma correctly.
Anyway, what else is going on in town?
Isn't there a theater show?
Yeah, yeah. Six dance lessons in 6 weeks.
Have you seen it?
Oh, six dance lessons in 6 weeks.
No, I'm going this weekend.
This is a great comedy.
The final weekend.
Richard Alfieri's comedy, 8 p.m. on...
Tonight and tomorrow. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Don't forget to tell people about our Pasta Tempo issue today with all those stories about...
Oh, yes.
People who've been making it work and what's happening.
Yes, we have Pasta Tempo every year.
Because the Playhouse is one of them.
Every year we tend to do something...
reflective.
Reflective. And we talk about, you know,
reflections.
Either seven young artists or eight nonprofits or whatever. And this year we decided to focus on working concepts, a small cross-section of things that are helping Santa Fe's arts and intellectual community sort of flourish in these interesting economic times.
Some new groups, some old groups, something borrowed, something blue.
Yeah, and there's seven or eight covered. We've got Santa Fe Alliance is one of them. Santa Fe Playhouse is one of them. Little Wing Performance Space.
Yeah, Little Wing. I got about 4,000 press releases from them a couple of days ago.
Yes, they're very... well, they if they ever got into spamming, they'd be really good at it. but they're the events that come in those 9 million emails are actually pretty fun events, and they have some interesting ones coming up.
Well, let's talk about one thing that's happening on Sunday, which is Moyin Dao, piano, sax, cello, percussion quartet, exploring territories between chamber jazz, experimental music, and Asian Central Asian folk music, and then Tubinator 5KV, which is laptop live sampling tuba video projections. That's Sunday at what time? They didn't say what time. What the heck is that all about?
We always give people grief on these press releases. That's one of them.
If you go to the Candyman's website or you Google Little Wing Santa Fe, you'll get on their website.
If you go to CandymanLittleWing.com, that should say. But unless I'm blind, they did not put the time on.
And again, this happens.
It starts
and
at
I
7
are often
p.m.
giving people
7
grief.
O'clock. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, okay. Get your times in there. Get your phone number in there. Get your address in there. Get the admission price in there.
Yes.
Oh, I got to talk about, I think it's on Sunday, Ron Romanowski's Welcome to Bohemia Band.
Yay.
Is going to be playing some classic classic European music and some klezmer music and some original compositions.
When and where?
Louis' Corner Cafe, which is an interesting place to have this done. Gypsy, klezmer, cabaret tunes, 5 to 7:30 p.m., so it's an early thing, kind of a dinner sheer, and that's on Sunday.
Which is January 2nd?
January 2nd, yeah.
And another thing that's happening at Little Wing is on Tuesday, the 4th of January, the Driftwood Singers, real folk duo like you might hear on the southern front porch of the 1930s, is doing an event at 7 o'clock, and it's an all-ages thing, and it's very inexpensive. They're from Austin, Texas. So check it out. They have their website is the Driftwood. You can just Google the Driftwood Singers, basically.
You can Google just about anybody, can't you?
Yeah. Hey, I want to mention one closing reception that's happening on the 31st.
Go ahead.
At Pop Gallery on Water Street. On Love 2010 is closing. It's a group show in conjunction with a food drive to benefit Bienvenidos Outreach. And there's a closing reception tonight from 6 to 8 p.m.
That's nice.
I suggest you go and check it out because it's a great show.
They've been down there on Water Street for a while now. They're holding on.
Yes. Yes, they are.
How are we doing for time?
We're doing fine for time. We've got lots and lots of time.
I'm feeling the same. I always tell people, be patient. You always have time to get stuff done. Everybody says life is short. It's ridiculous. You got all the time
in the world. It goes on and on and on and on. At the end, it seems short.
Have you been to this Poetica thing that they're doing every week at El Farol yet?
No.
Okay, I haven't either, but I'm hearing.
Oh, I heard about it though. Yeah.
And I'm hearing chatter on the radio about it. But Monday the 3rd, and pretty much every Monday, there's a poetry slam at 7 p.m. at El Farol up there on Canyon Road. Musical accompaniment is welcome. There's no charge for the event. But if you're into poetry, if you're into spoken word, that's a great place to be. It sort of fits, because it's such a Santa Fe place.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun to not go to work Monday?
Yeah, it would. Yeah, and you know, I don't think that's gonna work though. I think I'm gonna have to.
Okay.
You know, Europeans have minimum 4 weeks of vacation a year, and then they work up to six and even 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. And the reason they do that is because people, they know the people, in order to remain mentally healthy and truly
physically healthy,
renew and rejuvenate, they got to take some time off.
Mm-hmm. You're not kidding.
Oh, that was my other resolution, was to make more time for myself somehow, to improve what I do for the food section of the newspaper and take more time for myself.
So you are mentally and emotionally healthy.
Yes.
I agree with you.
Yeah. More trips. More like three-day adventures to Colorado for mountain biking.
You know, I went up to visit some friends in Taos the other day, and just a one-day trip seemed like a little vacation. I tend not to get out of town as much as I'd like to, and it makes a big difference.
I find if you have a weekday off and you stay home and do whatever you want to do at home, honestly, even if it's cleaning the apartment.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's the same way. Like, it can really relax you, and you can get your head together.
Yeah.
There's another thing, is that when you get to be a certain age, and that certain age isn't even necessarily that high, if you don't do certain things, be it yoga or going to the gym or dancing or whatever, you start to fall apart in ways that are really not happy-making. And so if you make resolutions to do those things, it's not out of vanity. It's out of wanting to live, should you have the luck to live into a somewhat older age, in one piece.
I'd like to play some more co-ed volleyball. I love co-ed volleyball.
Do they have that here?
Yeah, I play in the City League. I'm going to probably get back. I think our next game
He comes in limping like once a week because he hurts his ankle a lot, or his knee.
Commentary on my life at work. What is this?
You only limp at work? I have a feeling that you limp outside of work, too.
I'm not limping at all. I'm over it. It took me a while to recover because you're right.
Well,
at my
what
age,
happens when you get older.
When you fall, things hurt a lot more, and suddenly you're not bouncing back as quickly.
Yeah.
So there. Good point.
We won't call you Little Limpy.
Okay, tell me, this is a pop quiz. Who sang this song? Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money and they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Jumping from the fire to the frying pan, on and on.
Stevie Wonder.
Stephen Bishop.
Very nice, Stephen Bishop.
Nobody I knew remembers. It was Stevie.
That's a good tune. I remember that one.
God, this coffee is really strong.
What are we doing here? Are we done with this thing?
No, we've got lots of time for singing.
Lots of time for singing. If you want some singing, go see pianist Charles Tishner and Al Rogers tonight over at Vanessi.
Yay.
It's a dinner show, so it's the price is up there. If you call Vanessi,
so
you can
eat.
Find out more.
Oh, because it's New Year's Eve. They're trying to tie it all in.
Yeah.
But you can technically, usually when Charles is playing, or Doug, you can go in there on a night and just sit at the bar and listen.
Yeah.
But tonight is a special night. I have to keep remembering that, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
About 5 years ago, the Turner Channel played all these Hercules movies, and Jane Mansfield was in one of them. I don't know what she was doing in a Hercules movie, but I remember she had like a nude swimming scene, and I thought that was a lot of fun.
But when you say nude swimming scene, in any of these films that you mentioned, there's actually no actual nudity. It's
that's what makes them arousing.
The insinuation
it's the
of
erotic.
Nudity.
It's the philosophy of the sensual. It's not overtly. I mean, you know, you got to be subtle about this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, what's happening in terms of classical music? There must be, besides that one thing where the guy
there's the Santa Fe Concert Association is having their New Year's Eve concert.
Oh, good.
Which I think is super sold out.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else? Oh, TGIF Holiday Organ Recital. Linda Rainey is performing.
Linda Rainey, how are you?
At 5:30 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church. These things are really popular.
They are. People love to go to these things.
Yeah. I need to just go to one.
Is that free?
It's free, but donations are always accepted. Upkeep on an organ is pretty high.
First Presbyterian is where?
That is on at 208 Grant Avenue.
I know that church. I've been there a few times.
Yeah. No, it's nice.
I would also like to say that Tony James is back. And Tony James was really, really sick for quite a long time. And he is now producing salsa shows again, which is just a wonderful thing. So Cafe Mambo at El Farol.
Oh, it's back.
Where salsa started in Santa Fe is every Wednesday at 9 o'clock featuring the best of salsa, bachata, merengue, cha-cha, reggaeton, Latin dance music with DJ Sofrito. It's 21
y otras cosas especial.
Yeah. And so it's good stuff. For more information, 660-3270.
Hey, what's happening with the museums? Are they closed this weekend? And even if they are not, can we plug some of
them? You have to call the museums to find out. They're subject to change with the holidays and special events. And I'm not really sure what the hours are for the holidays off the top of my head. But call ahead if you plan on going this weekend.
All right.
Because, New Year's Day might be might be a different story.
But winter is a good time
depending
to go
on
see
the weather,
some of these
you
museums.
Might not be able to get there.
That's true.
It is a good time to go see museums.
But Sunday afternoons, most museums, New Mexico residents in for free.
Yeah.
Check them out. It's a good time to go see some of these exhibitions. Paso Tempo always has an updated list of what's happening where, what's continuing. And also, wait a minute. Doesn't our new governor get inaugurated tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow.
No?
Tomorrow. They're, and I'm sure the merchants are really happy about this, that they're blocking off all the streets on the plaza starting at like noon or something.
Oh,
well,
dear.
It's New Year's Day. How many of the merchants are open?
It's a big sort of shopping day.
And you know what? Here's another thing. The site Santa Fe Biennial closes on Sunday. So if you haven't seen it, you should go over there.
That's site Santa Fe.
It closes on Sunday?
It closes. Well, Sunday's the last day.
That's right. That's right.
What time is the inauguration? Noon?
I think it's at noon. I'm not sure.
This is a fine thing. Here we are, New Year's Eve.
It's going to be cold.
I know. Bundle up.
It's
bundle
always cold
up.
In January. It's cold whenever
except
a new president
comes in. Except
from
the days that it's warm.
Anyway.
Yes, we are getting close to the end here, ladies and gentlemen.
And now the end is near.
I would also recommend going to the Santa Fe Farmers Market, even though it's the dead of winter and it's sort of like welcome to the tundra out there. The farmers market's still open.
On Tuesday?
And what do they have?
Saturdays. What?
What do they have?
They
squash,
you know,
dried flowers, soap. Honey,
canned goods,
veritable cornucopia,
milks, cheeses,
potpourris.
Yeah, there are people that are growing, you know, in greenhouses.
Oh,
during,
okay.
During
but are they open New Year's Day, Saturday?
Don't know. Let me check.
But are they not also open on Tuesdays?
Yeah.
All right. So if you miss tomorrow, you can always go Tuesday.
Right. Yeah. But go and check them out. And the rail yard, you know, that's my hope for the rail yard is that they get their stuff straightened out.
Yeah, there are. Well, yeah. The perception is there's a lot of problems, which much of because of the economy is not the rail yard's problem per se, but some
right.
of it maybe was not planned out as well. But there's a lot of good things happening there, but I also know some of the places are a mess, and I don't know what the hell I'm saying. It's New Year's Eve. I'm tired.
You know, if you want to find out about what's happening, go to SantaFeFarmersMarket.com. What it looks like is that the farmers market will resume on January 8th
yeah,
from 9 to 1.
Sense.
I think they're not
they're
open on
off.
New Year's Day.
Okay.
That's
not
right.
open on
so
New Year's Day.
Off.
Right, so.
Go next week.
But that's, so. But yeah, definitely go.
Are we seeing less and less arts events, do you think, this time of year?
We are.
You mean
we
fewer and fewer arts events?
We are seeing
no,
fewer.
No, less and less.
No, fewer.
We are seeing fewer events overall. Arts events, performances, live music, things like, I mean, when two venues close, you know, it's kind of hard to book
so what were the two venues that closed?
The Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill and Mike's Music Exchange.
What's going to happen to the Santa Fe Brewing Company?
I don't know. You know,
are they going to keep brewing?
Oh no, the brewing company is a totally separate entity from the pub and grill. That's what people don't understand.
Okay.
The brewing company is actually, you know, this is the food writer coming out and me just released a coffee porter, or it's a coffee stout, but in a can, and it is really good. But so no
beer
no,
and coffee.
Beer and coffee in the same can.
That's great.
Yeah. So the brewing operation goes on, but the pub and grill, you know, I mean, you know, by the time you wake up tomorrow morning, they might have figured things out. But
right.
But in the interim, that stage is dark. So
I have
so.
Had some good times at that stage. I
yeah.
just have to say.
Yeah. No, I have too. I saw Burning Spear there. I saw a lot of great shows there, and it's a shame to have it closed, but maybe they just need to, like the rail yard, regroup a little bit.
My other pop quiz question is this. Who the heck was or is Auld Lang Syne, and why do people keep singing about this character?
That's a song written by...
Yeah, but it's like, you know, people are like still singing, to Auld Lang Syne, my dear, to Auld Lang Syne, let's hoist a beer and maybe do some cheer. It must have been somebody very popular. I never heard of a man or a woman named Auld. Although Audie Murphy was a cowboy actor I always liked in the movies, but I don't think it was him. Who was Auld Lang Syne? This is the key question. It's New Year's Eve tonight.
Auld Lang Syne is a Scots poem written by Robert Burns in 1788 and set to the tune of a traditional folk song.
Yeah.
And obviously people sing it on New Year's, but the Scots title can be translated into English literally as Old Long Since. So
yeah.
Long, long ago, days gone by, old times.
And you give me grief for my grammar, old long since?
It's a literal translation from a foreign language.
Right.
And I just said, more idiomatically, long, long ago.
Don't call me an idiot.
Have you seen Idiocracy?
No, I feel it all the time, every day.
That's a great movie.
All right, so but I mean, how did it become, do you know anything more about how it became some sort of annual standard for, you know, ringing in the new year? And did Robert Burns also sing You Take the High Road and I'll Take the Low Road?
No.
And
no, but he did write Ode to, Ode to a Haggis.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's messed up.
Haven't you ever heard of Robert Burns Day?
No.
Oh my gosh! You gotta Google that stuff, man.
Robert Burns Day.
Robert Burns Day. It's like a cult ritual, and everyone sits around and
they light up the zobra.
There's a whole poem
hey
that's
Burns.
An ode to a haggis, and a haggis is cooked and it's opened at the table with a small knife or a saber,
and
it is eaten, and people sit around and drink a lot and read Robert Burns poems.
So singing the song on New Year's Eve was a Scots custom that spread to other parts of the British Isles, and then it was popularized in the U.S. by the band leader Guy Lombardo, annual broadcasts beginning in 1929. That was his trademark song.
Now I remember. But they still like the rock in New Year with Dick Clark.
Yeah.
They always throw that song in, right?
Uh-huh.
Like the countdown in New York City,
uh-huh.
when you go to those things,
it's
been like
New
15
Z?
Years since I've been at one, but the same thing, they bring the then and then, and nobody knows what the hell they're singing, but they know that they have to do this ritual.
Well, there's a lot of things like that. Why do we hang Christmas stockings? Why do we have Christmas trees? Why do we hunt for Easter eggs? Why do we do all kinds of things? We don't know. You have to read Wikipedia if you want to find out.
That's like trying to figure out why there's only three Stooges, but there's seven dwarfs.
It's actually not really like that at all in any way, but thanks for sharing.
Why do I come on this show just to help you out on New Year's Eve?
You can come whenever you want.
Yeah,
all right.
Right.
So
you're the one who said you didn't want to come anymore. We never fired you.
I didn't say you fired me.
So?
I
we
said it
we
was time.
Long for you.
I thought it was over.
We can barely live without you.
You're doing
Luckily,
fine. We had a
Rob
good six
DeWalt
years.
Is here. And we love him just as much.
I'm not on the arts beat anymore. It doesn't work for me to do
I'm
it.
I'm enjoying it. This was
and
part of the way that I paid my way through college when I finally decided what college I wanted to go to was being on the radio.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You have a great radio
They paid
voice.
You to be on the radio.
Uh-huh.
What'd you do?
I did a really bad time slot. It was Saturdays at like midnight to 2 to 3, midnight sometimes to 3 a.m., and I'd play like all the weird electronic and industrial and
wow.
gothic music and
Let's
stuff.
You and I set up our own show at midnight on Saturdays. This is an homage to that. We'll do it from Pecos.
Yeah, well, I think there's a signal in Pecos.
It'll be rocking with the
Well,
Robs.
And they just passed that law making it possible for more low-power FM stations to
That's
go on
right.
the airwaves.
Yeah.
Why, we'll call it Rockin' Robins.
Oh,
we'll be the two Robs.
Goodness.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
We have.
Yes, and Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. Robert Knott
yes.
is the education reporter for the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and is occasionally with us here speaking of the arts. And it's great to have you back. You just come whenever you want.
I think coming once every 3 months would work out fine.
Every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay.
I have to go do laundry later today. I have a quick question. When you get to the laundromat, you throw everything in, then you realize your pants need to be done.
Uh-huh.
Do you remove them and throw them in?
Yes.
If you have nice boxers on? Or
yes.
Okay.
No.
All right, keep going. You were saying goodbye.
My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Everybody, Happy New Year. Drive safely.
Careful,
don't drink and drive. Get that AAA tipsy toe service or get the cab. Get your cabs home or stay home with the people you love.
Yes.
Stay home with your parents.
Including the
or
dogs,
your kids.
Which you won't leave outside.
And the dogs whom you won't leave outside. Hey, you guys, Happy New Year and we'll see you
Happy
in the
New Year.
Happy
New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
Adios. Goodbye.
I forgot to bring in noise.
See you around and such. Hope you have fun and all of that. Are we off the air yet? Hey, I got a dirty story to tell the two of you.